All right, it is Thursday morning. Good news at St. Clair County Community College this week. The Institutional Actions Council of the Higher Learning Commission has reaffirmed SC4's accreditation. On the line to tell us more about this is the Vice President of Institutional Effectiveness at SC4, Linda Davis. Linda, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you oversaw this accreditation process. Explain what it means and what all is involved in this.
Well, what it means that we have an ongoing relationship with the Higher Learning Commission to accredit us as an institute of higher education. So really, for the student, it means that we can participate in federal financial aid programs, which is critical for many of them to be able to attend college. It increases the transferability of our credits to if a student wants to go to SC4 and then transfer to another institution, a four-year or other institution. Those institutions look on our credits more favorably if we have accreditation. A lot of times they will not accept them if they're not from an accredited institution.
It's kind of like going through an audit, isn't it? I mean, they look at everything top to bottom at the college, don't they?
That's true, and that's what, for those that are outside of our institution, I try to assimilate it to the financial audits that many companies have to go to. It's that similar process. We have to provide evidence, and they come in and look at our evidence and see if we're meeting the standards that they have defined for a higher education institution.
How long does the whole process take? Because there's obviously a ramp-up process where you've got to get everything ready and all your ducks in a row, so to speak, and then the process itself. It's supposed to be a long-term thing, isn't it?
It is. I would say we roughly took about 2 years prior to really pushing the button to submit, 2 years of preparation internally with teams and pulling evidence and writing and reviewing writing and editing and collecting more evidence. So it was a labor of love in some respects. We then had to submit it in early September. They have time to review it. It's another 6 weeks before they visit. They visited in October, and then we had to sit patiently until just this past week when we got our official letter that said we're good to go.
That had to be a big relief to get that letter, huh?
Certainly is.
The benefit, as you mentioned, is to the student. They get financially benefits and things like that. But the internal benefit is you've really examined the operation top to bottom, and you know that it's a solid organization.
That's correct. We do go through a lot of reflection, answer a lot of questions, documenting things, and they provide suggestions on how we can improve and take the next steps and put in some more wonderful practices. And it gives a lot of opportunity to interface with our colleagues on campus about what they're doing. It's part of a learning process for us, too, and can acknowledge those achievements that different areas have made.
How often do you have to go through this process, Linda?
Well, the reaffirmation is for 10 years. However, they will revisit us at least by paper in 4 years. And they're tuned into their institutions throughout the entire process. We submit annually data regarding our student activity. So while there's big hurdles that we have to meet every 4 and 10 years, it's an ongoing activity.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, congratulations. It's good news for SC4, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's always a good sign.
All right, Linda. We appreciate the information. Thanks for joining us this morning.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.